Father, we pray right now in Jesus' name that you would come and that your word would just speak to us as we look into your word. Father, we ask, Lord, that you would just make real what you want to speak to us, that the reality of your word would come forth in our lives. Lord, that we will not wait for moments or situations whereby we think it is more serious than others, and therefore it demands more prayer and or more action. But because of our relationship with you, Lord, your word would come forth consistently in our lives. So Father, speak to us right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Themes from the book of James. James talks about faith. Faith is a big thing in the book of James. And James basically throughout his book basically says faith will result in these things. Faith will result in these things. Faith will result in this. And you got to do this because of faith. You got that. You got to take care of that because of, you know, this. And, you know, those are certain themes that come out from the book of James. Today we're going to talk about the Word of God. Okay. Turn with me to Romans chapter 10 verse 17. Romans 10, 17. We should memorize this scripture already if you have not. Consequently, one, two, go. Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing from the word. In other words, the word is the source of faith. Let me say that again. The Word of God, is the source of faith. You want to build faith in your life, you've got to have the Word. No Word, no faith. God gives us a measure of faith, but in order to grow faith in our lives, we need the Word of God. Amen? And so, having said that, we then can deduce that if our lives, if we walk around and we lack faith, what we are saying is this: we lack the Word. Okay. If we walk around and say, hey, you got more faith lah, what you are basically saying is, hey, wait a minute, I haven't been reading my word, the word of God. Right? And so, we need to put in the time and the energy into the word. James chapter 1. And James specifically brings this out. So I'm going to talk about the word and the results of the word found in the book of James. So I'm just going to pick a few. Of course, the word of God does many things to us. And there are many responses and results that come out of the word of God, out of reading the word of God. But I'm going to confine myself to the book of James and some of the mentions, because he talks about faith. And based on Romans, faith only comes about through the word. Right? So James chapter 1, let's read some verses and then we'll move on from there. Let's read from verse 16. Okay? James 1, 16 says, don't be deceived. We'll go 16, 17, 18. Huh? Ready to go. Don't be deceived, my dear brothers. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. Let's now go down to verse 21. Okay, let's read 21 all the way. Ready, go. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But a man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. The word comes out many times in this short section. It starts off by saying, he gave us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. Today I want to talk about five things that result in the word. Five things from this passage here. And, you know, the word is mentioned five times here. Okay? In this short section. The first is new birth. A regeneration. Because the word is like a seed that is planted in us. The word is like a seed that is planted in us. Now, seeds, given the right conditions, will grow. Right? And in fact, James says that we will be a kind of first fruits. So he's not only talking about a plant, he's talking about fruits. And it takes time from the seed to bear fruit. Okay? Depends on, you know, what kind of seed it is. Right? Some seeds will bear fruit faster than others. Okay? Some plants, you know, take many, many years before you can even bear fruit. Right? But the Word of God does something new in us. There is a regeneration of that which is within. A new thing comes about. Now we pause and we ask the question, how many of us tired already? Doing the same old thing over and over again. If we are not careful, that's what happens to us. We can be in situations whereby we are tired, you know. You wake up every morning, 6 o'clock or whatever time you wake up. You know, some of us don't wake up until 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, you know. Whatever. So you wake up at 6 o'clock and do your stuff, go and have breakfast, travel to work. Work for 8 hours. Work for 4 hours, have lunch, come back. Try to, you know, excite your life in that 1 hour lunch break by eating different foods every day. Then after that, you come back, go back to office, work for another, 4 hours. Then when the bell rings, as if school like that, go home and, you know, try to excite your life once a week by doing something different when you get home. And then you eat, sleep, repeat. And we are proud of wearing t-shirts that says the same thing. Wake up, eat, sleep, repeat. And here's the thing. Okay? Here's the thing. After a while, we get tired. Why? Because wake up, eat, sleep, you know, wake up, go to work. You know, you can put whatever slogan on your t-shirt lah. Okay? Repeat. 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 And you know, we can be Christians for many years, and sometimes even doing ministry, and we can get tired. Okay? You ask yourself, hey, why am I so tired? James tells us the answer. Not enough word. Huh. Because the word a response or an action that the word causes to happen is it gives us a new life. New things happen. There are seeds that God plants in our lives every time we read the word. So we've got to be excited for the new things that are happening. Even though we are doing the same thing, the word of God regenerates us. So every morning when you read the word, or every night when you read the word, whichever time you read the word before, you know, or for the day, right, it must cause a new change, a perspective, a regeneration of the old stuff, the boring stuff, so that every day is new. The Bible says, every morning is new. The mercies of the Lord is new every morning. And so the word of God, number one, caused a regeneration to happen in our lives. Number two, verse 21. Therefore, rid yourself of all moral filth and evil that is so prevalent, and what do you do? Humbly accept the word, again, planted in you. Again, here James gives a picture of a seed. Right? At first he talks about first fruits, you know, a plant. Here he says, the word of God is planted in us. We need to humbly accept. Okay, so we talked about this. Okay. The Bible tells us that we need to humble ourselves. It is something that we can only do. Okay, we talked about this when we talked about fasting. Right? And Jesus gave this example in Matthew chapter 6. You remember? The passage that talked about fasting. Alright? Okay? He says that we need to humble ourselves. We need to be humble. Okay? Don't look for a place of honor. And it is something that we need to do. We need to humbly accept the word that is in us that can save us. So prior to that, he says that we need to get rid of moral filth. The second thing that the word of God does to us is it helps us turn. There is a change. There is a shift. Okay, if you're taking notes, put the word repentance. Okay, so number one, there's the regeneration. Number two, there is repentance. Repentance basically means a 180 degree turn from what you were doing, the direction that you're going, to a new direction that is totally opposite. So James says, get rid of this, all that moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent. And then he goes, humbly accept the word. Why? Because the word is the thing that causes us to repent, to change direction. Now you see, James is a book of action. Okay? James basically says, prove it. The word of God helps us to live out what needs to be done. Because the word of God regenerates us, makes us alive, new. The word of God must cause us to repent, to humble ourselves, get rid of that which we're not supposed to have, the evil, the moral field, and walk in the direction that the word of God leads us to. Okay, accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Number three, very quickly. Do not merely listen to the word, and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Do what it says. Number three, action. Or if you are taking notes, you want an R word, response. Okay. The word of God must cause us to respond. It says here, don't Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Now, here's the thing. If any one of us says this, hey, I know the word. Okay? The response to yourself is this. I'm deceived. Okay? How many of you know the word? But if you stop there, you are being deceived. And he wants to talk to. You get what I'm trying to say? This is what James is basically saying. You know, don't just listen to the word and not do anything. Because if you listen to the word and you don't do anything about it, you are deceived. You deceive yourself. Deceive yourself in doing what? What? You deceive yourself basically to think that you know. You deceive yourself to think that you have a relationship with God. You deceive yourself to think that you are in right standing. James says, no. It doesn't work that way. Okay, listening to the word of God, this great stuff, is a good thing, but if you don't do it, you live a life of deception. Now that's very strong, you know. That's really strong from James. This guy doesn't bother me, so it shouldn't be bothering you. Right. Focus on the word. Okay, so, mommy also doesn't bother me. You can say that, no problem. So, here it is. Alright? If, James basically is saying this, if you listen to the word, and you don't do anything about it, you are deceived. You are deceiving yourself. Very strong. You know, I have said this to someone once, and the cheeky response to me is this, like that, don't read the word so much. Because you read the word and then you don't do it right, you basically live in deception of yourself, right? So don't read the word so much. If you don't read the word, faith doesn't grow, right? If you don't want to read the word, basically you're saying that you don't want what God wants for us. So the word of God must cause, number three, a response. Action must come up. James says, don't just listen. And so every Sunday when you come here, and you're listening to the word, you got to go back and say, what's the response? Because if you walk away from this place and there is no response, something is wrong. Hello? Yeah? Amen? Do I hear amen? I'm scared to say amen already because you got to go back and do something about it, right? So now, today, after today, you got to go back and start reading the word, right? Because the response you say, you want to build faith, you got to read the word. Right. Amen? Amen. The word must cause a response. Don't just say, I know the word. You know, a lot of times we like to say this, I know. Then after that, we say, you know, sorry, my bad. Because we didn't do it. Oops. We think that we are there. Let's go. Wow, time's catching up. Okay, two more. So, one. Let's recap. One. What? Regeneration. New things. The word of God causes new things to happen in our life. New perspective. Number two. Repentance. Okay, turning away and walking. Number three. Response. We need to act. Number four. And so he says, anyone who listens to the word does not do what he says, like a man looks at his face in the mirror, after looking, walks away, immediately forgets what he looks like. How many of you don't know what you look like? Let me give you a ridiculous illustration, okay? I come out here, I take a photo of every one of us. And then I show you the photo. And then you look at yourself and say, hey, who's that? That's what James is saying, lah. Okay. I mean, you know what you look like, right? No response. Hello? You know what you look like, right? If we don't do, say, anyone who listens to the word and does not do what he says, it's like a man who goes look at himself in the mirror and then immediately forgets what he looks like, you know. What's the point of looking at yourself in the mirror then? Don't look in the mirror. Okay? Don't need to read the Bible, lah. Right? Because when you read it, that needs to be your response. Let's go on. Alright? But the man who looks intently into the perfect law, alright? Reference to the Word of God, okay? Who looks intently at the perfect law, that, what does it do? Gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard. Don't just look and forget. Because a response is required. The third thing that happens is that the Word of God, the perfect law, gives freedom. Number four, there is a release. How many of us are afraid of the Word of God? And don't have to put up your hand. You know, sometimes we are afraid of the Word of God because we think that the Word of God binds us. We are afraid to come to church and listen because, listen already, after that must do. But the Word of God gives us freedom when we embrace what God is saying. Here's the thing, okay? The Word of God says that, for example, let me give you an example, okay? We gotta pray. The Word of God says pray continuously, right? Okay? Everybody good with that? That's what the Bible says, right? Pray at all times. Okay? Now, a new believer, first time hear that, very stressful. I mean, have you been there before? Yeah? Pray at all times. Oh, I should be praying. Wow. You know, stress. You know, I should be praying all the time. Right? Eat also must pray. Does it mean that, you know, walk out of this place, must be praying, you know, don't think about anything. Don't talk to me, I'm praying right now. Pastor is preaching, I'm praying. And you can get very stressed because of what the Word of God says. And we think that the more we listen to it, the more we are bound by what it says. The Word of God says we need to serve one another. Well, very stressful. Why? Because I got no time. Hey, wait a minute. You know, does that mean that I got to give up all my money and all my time, you know, because of the person sitting next to me who attends the same church as, you know, I do? Very stressful. And so a lot of times we think that that's what the Word of God does to us, you know. It gives us more stress and gives us bondage because we have to do the things that it says we have to do. But here's the thing. The Bible tells us that the Word of God gives us freedom. Jesus gives us freedom. The more we soak ourselves into the Word of God, the more we understand the Word of God, the more faith is built, the more we have a greater relationship with God, and the more release we have, let's come and serve. No issue. Let's give. The Bible says the Lord loves a cheerful giver, right? So at some point, in our life, giving is very stressful. Why? Because we only have so much want to give. But when we understand the Word of God, what does the Word of God do to us? It gives us freedom. It gives us freedom from the bondage of finances. Give. Why? Because we understand the Word of God. And a lot of times we are so afraid because we think that the Word of God binds us. It does not. It gives us freedom. It gives us a release to do the things that God wants us to do. And we need to learn and realize that as we begin to soak ourselves in the Word of God, the freer we will be. The more we are released from the bondages of this world. Last one. Still verse 25. Okay. And continues to do this. Again, you know, James keeps on emphasizing this. Alright. That the Word of God that gives freedom. And if you continue to do this, not forgetting what you have heard. Okay. So you remember and you're doing it. But doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. So the Word of God that causes us to be doing, okay, there needs to be a response. And at the end of the day, out of the Word of God that causes us to respond by doing it, gives us freedom, right? It's as we continue to do the Word of God, there will be blessing. So number five. You're trying to guess. Huh? JC can, huh? Repeat. can also lah. The word I'm thinking of is returns. Returns, there is blessing. You put in, as you begin to exercise, God returns. He gives us His blessing. Now, having said that, five things, okay, the Word of God does. Five active results of the Word of God. Number one, there's regeneration. Number two, there's repentance. Number three, there's a response. Number four, there's a release. Number five, there are returns. As you begin to think about these five things, I mean, there are many more throughout Scripture, right? But James takes this and says, now the context of James, basically says, you know, there are certain things that build faith in us. Trials build faith in us. The Word of God builds faith in us. And he talks about faith throughout the five chapters of the book of James. When you go back and read tonight, right? Okay, take out your Bible and circle the number of times the word faith comes up. Okay, the last week I've been circling how many times the word comes up. The word referring to Scripture comes up. James basically says, here's faith, do it. And that action comes out in different forms. So he talks about, you know, be careful what you say, okay? Control your tongue. Alright, he talks about doing good things. Okay? He talks about those things. Here he talks about the word. He says, the word of God. Don't just listen to it. It must cause us to respond. In other words, what we talked about the last time, prove it. It's got to come out. The Word of God has got to come out. So now, let's backtrack. Wherever we are, for some of us, we need to go back right now. Don't have to go back, but right now I have to say that, God, I need to read your Word more. Why? Because faith comes from hearing the word. We don't hear the word enough, we're not going to build faith. I need to take time to read your word more. Maybe for some of us, it's going to be like this. Lord, I need to take time to do your word more. Because we are like the man who looks in the mirror and then walks away forgetting what he looks like. We forget the word of God needs to come out. And so we think we have done our duty, you know, by opening to a couple of scripture every morning or every night, just read and say, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, praise the Lord, amen. And then we go to sleep or we rush off to work. Not good enough. Because James says, you just look in the mirror and walk away and you immediately forgot what you look like. And for some of us, we need to say, Lord, how do I let the word of God come out more? So wherever we are at, let's pray what James is saying to each one of us, that we would prove it. We will live out the word that is planted, two times he mentions this, in us. So church, let's just pause for a moment and ask ourselves this question. Perhaps some of us need to go through a time of repentance and say, God, I need to, you know, soak into your word a little bit more. Last week we talked about that whole idea of wisdom, right? We need to understand what God is doing, what God is saying, you know, understand the Spirit of God. And we need His wisdom. The right kind of wisdom. And one of the ways we can do that is to soak ourselves. To soak ourselves with the Word. But again, let me say this, huh? Because James says this all the time. Don't just soak ourselves, but do it. Father, we ask, Lord, that you speak to us right now. Wherever we are at, Lord, perhaps some of us need to start reading your word more. Perhaps some of us need to start remembering your word more. We read chunks of it, but we forget. And Father, we pray that you will give us the courage, the strength to live out your word. Because that is what you require of us. And Lord, we have to admit that it's not easy. There's fear. There is preferences. But Father, we pray in Jesus' name right now that your Holy Spirit will come and comfort us. Give us the peace. Give us the strength to live out the word that you have planted in us. That we would be, Lord, walking in the ways that you have set before us. Father, we don't want to miss anything. We want to receive all that you have in store for us. So we pray, Lord, that your word will be so evident in our lives. For this we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.